Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Hey. First things first.
So 2 days ago, the MK party called for last hour audits on all members of the judiciary. Right? So if you're a judge, you're like, there must be a last hour audit. Mm-hmm. Now, while I was still thinking about that, and like, okay, that could be a first things first, I then thought about John Steenhuisen, who looks very different now that he's a minister than he did when he was just the head of the party.
Damn, already.
Have you seen him?
No.
Looks different how?
Not so John Steenhuisen. He looks like Father Christmas now. As Nomkaba. He looks like an Oompa Loompa.
So basically, Ula Ramnand.
Yeah. Then I started thinking even further. I was like, why is it, Ngempela, ukuthi we allow, I'll just speak for men, but why is it that we allow men to be in that shape in this country? And it's fine, actually. People actually say, And then I started thinking about guys that I work with, like in construction. All those guys are in shape. Granted, it's hard labor, but also look at what they eat.
Okay.
They don't eat processed food.
Yeah.
So during lunch, but they don't have processed food. And if you've ever noticed, whenever you have processed food, that's when your body starts to act funny.
Because it gets inflamed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even the digestive system,
Jay. Yeah.
But if you cook the thing at home, it doesn't even matter if it can be like putu nemfino.
Nah, but also, the thing is, I mean, it's basic biology. The guys in construction may eat the same stuff that I may eat, but if they are active, obviously the body will break the food down into energy, which they use up because they're active half the day, or maybe you gym.
But they don't eat what you eat.
I don't eat like much processed food, Caesar.
What do you eat?
I cook.
Really?
Well, I'll take a picture when I get home.
Oh, yeah, I remember. You came with that big pot of shandies. Got 3XN, you were telling us about curries.
I'm not big on processed food, but obviously, lifestyle matters. And that's why I'll go to the gym, just to keep fit, get the body going. But also, then the body will store it as fat if you don't use up that energy or that sugar. True. So regardless of how you eat, still you need to use up the energy created from the food. And I think maybe it's a lifestyle thing. A lot of people don't exercise. People are driving. Even if we eat the same stuff our parents ate, my mom would walk and take a taxi every day. She's covering 5 kilometers, and that's a lady in her 40s, you know? But our generation, same food, but the lifestyle.
I'm a Uber.
I'm a Uber, exactly.
Bro. My father.
I agree with Usol in terms of the lifestyle has changed, but at the same time, I mean, you started off this conversation by saying, why is it that society is more accepting of that? I think partly it is because of that. So because society says if you gain weight, it means you are in a good space as a man, it means you're able to provide as a man, then that means if ngizoza ngibe skinny, everyone is going to be looking at me funny or looking at me otherwise. But if I am big, I don't necessarily have to explain myself because I look like Ngondlekile.
Mfundo.
Why
is it that specifically men that are rich are allowed to get away with any kind of a body type? So there was a video that was trending, my soul, right? From Northwest.
Yep.
He bought a 6x6 G-Wagon, an expensive car. I think it's like 16 million or something like that.
Yeah.
But his body, bro, they're like, yo, invest in your body. Hey, that's him.
Wow.
Hey?
Valid.
Hey, you know, I think it comes down to the old adage, indoda ngezinkomo. I think for some in their cultures, that was always impressed upon women, that you shouldn't mind the exterior in most instances. So it's something that has been continued over time where really we don't pay much attention to a man's body. But now that we've become more exposed, even as women, I think it does matter. Because I saw that video and I thought, what a successful man, but what a pity that he might not get to enjoy all this success if he doesn't quickly change his lifestyle. Because I just thought, I'm sure also there is a difficulty maybe in breathing. There's other things that he might be dealing with, and he deserves to be at his best right now, enjoy his money, but he wouldn't necessarily share with us because it's not even about body shaming. I don't think I'm in the best shape of my life, but nevertheless, you just think that there are health challenges if we're not going to try. Mm. And I've seen a lot of high-value men or successful guys who now honestly try with their health. They go to the gym, they cycle, they play golf. So I think the times are changing. They also want to look good. And I'm sure any day now, given that many spoke about that, he's probably going to go to the gym.
Having said that, though, I think it would be unfair of us to have this discussion and not acknowledge that there is sometimes a pre-genetic disposition to people who just be big. Like my player, for example, just sent me a text. It's like, hey, man, sometimes it's your metabolism. Mm. Like, I eat better than you, but you've got a better body than me.
And we eat better than Sizwe.
I'll be honest. I won in the genetic pool. I'm not going to lie.
Because there are people who will go to gym, who will eat clean, but will just never be small. So sometimes it's not about the size, as you say. It's a matter of, are you healthy now?
The first time I noticed this was in primary school. I had a friend named Lungelo. Mm. Lungelo never used to eat a lot. Mm. And Lungelo was very active. He'd play everything with us. He'd play football with us, run with us, swim with us, everything. Mm. But Lungelo was always big. Mm. So much so that I used to eat his lunch. He'd only have like two slices. Yeah. Then he'd be like, he's full. Yeah. Then I'd go in. Lungelo, why am I cool? What?
But then also, you run around in the passages. I've seen it quite a few times. So I suppose that also helps that you probably keep fit. You're just not giving us the whole intel.
Well, no, I didn't make it a secret that I'm very active.
But also he has a gym at home.
I do work out.
Some of us eat, but we've never set foot in the gym. So maybe if you help your metabolism by being active, we might see results.
But my dad also. I've never seen my dad set foot in the gym since I was born.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be 42 in June.
But then, as Saul said, they are the generation that walked a lot.
Mm. Actually.
Yeah.
So give us a shout and let us know what is going on and why do we accept this body type? Maybe, I know like body shaming is not a thing, but at least you just nudge a person and be like, hey, Saul, so you can get naked on the day. And then that's it. Maybe they'll encourage you to hit the gym.
Hey, Mzizane, I wonder if you're going to get a shot in front of you. You're going to get a shot in front of you.
That's so funny. Because that was going to be our next point on this topic. Imagine that. I'm from KZN. Imagine that. There's a cookie that's my pinch. Hey? Always the case that everyone should go into this one pinch. You see, so you know when the t-shirt doesn't go all the way down, now you keep pulling it.
Embarrassing.
Yes, I think, you know, one of the other reasons is that people are going through stuff, right? And other people, mthambe, their comfort is in food, you know. So instead of dealing with whatever issues that they're going through, they'll go to food. It's the easiest thing. And another thing is that, hey man, people just abazitan demand ish. You know, sometimes Uzbek and just go in and just ask yourself, what, like, am I happy with the way I look? Or it can't be that you're okay with you being unable to run a kilometer, to breathe properly, you know, to just sleep comfortably, to just sit on a driver's seat and not feel like you're being squashed. I'm like, no, we need to do better, man, especially as black people.
Let's also be honest, right? Look, I don't know this to a fact, but I seldom see a machida from Limpopo that are overweight.
Oh, there.
Really? Mm. Oh, okay. Me not a person young as one, but maybe, yeah, maybe. I know what are my people. KZN. I see a parish of it.
Kopitori, the thing, it's very conscious. I remember I was sitting with retired Deputy Chief Justice Musanek, and his wife was trying to dish up for him. It was late at night, around Buma 8-9. And he said, ukile wa bona monna mogolo wa o lekana le nna a ja papa after 7. Na ke batla bona le pantalaka. That's what I want to see. A ko ja papa ka khono bona le pantalaka.
That's another thing also. You mustn't be eating too late.
Yeah.
You're more eating and then just hitting the bed. You must mean, okay, look. Again, I realize that not everybody's able to do this. But in my house, when we got back from school, the food was already ready. So by 3, you could eat and then you relax. Just before lale.
But culturally with us, we've now become a people who eat late because kids are at school, maybe mom and dad are working very hard, we don't have a helper. Mom gets back after 6, starts cooking or defrosting stuff. It's only ready by 8 when we're watching Generations. And that's how I think generally we found ourselves with this problem as black people also.
100%. And the public transportation system obviously takes you hours to get home.
Some of us have just have good genes, I guess. Good metabolism. I mean, I've been trying to gain weight for as long as I can remember, but yeah, I can't. I mean, ke fella khone mo boma 64, 65, and that's it. I guess it's good metabolism. I do go to the gym sometimes, but still, since from a young age, I've never been able to gain weight. And also, please wish my daughter, Keletso, she's turning 8 years old today, and yeah. May God bless her.
Hey, Kaletso. Happy birthday. Kaletso. Enjoy.
The difference is Limpopo and KZN. Limpopo, I have a lot of people. In King, I have a KZN. Cholesterol. By Landa. Straight. Go.
That's funny. By the way, avocado also has cholesterol.
South Africa is good. I'm a cheat.
Yes,
sorry, Yes, you call it to me. I wanna open my business over
Yeah, it is true actually, because some of us have a high metabolism, which means we can't keep in fat or food in our system. It burns through quite quickly. Because for me, from primary till third year, I've always been into sports and all of that. I've always been active. And as a matter of fact, from grade 11 till third year, varsity, same weight, struggles to gain. Started eating quite heavily, started gymming. Okay, the weight came along slowly. But look at me now, stop gymming, stop doing anything. And I picked up quite a lot of weight.
So let me explain why I want to concentrate on men only, right, on this thing. And I want to really exclude the women. It's because with men, that lifestyle is encouraged. At least with the ladies, you can see, there's an effort. The ladies will say, hey, I've gained, and they'll try and work out. I'm actually the IRL engine, no shame at all.
Yeah, true.
Hey, Sol. Mauti, you definitely know we're not working. Smamele, this is the world. Sikichi, Manfetu, for like a kilometer to the taxi rank. Hey, Ziabuya. Ziabuya, Mganam. Great show, as always, guys.
Sure, thank you very much. Let's also be fair again. I've got a cousin who runs marathons, like comrades, everything. Sam Salter. But who's Sam Mkulu? I mean, he's not as big as he used to be, but still Nomkaba.
Runs marathons, still does.
Straight up.
Wow.
Straight up and down like 6 o'clock.
That's impressive.
Yes, you guys, sometimes it's not even about Uti. People are allowed to actually get away with these things. For instance, in my case, I am over 45 and I don't look a day over maybe 32 or something like that. So the body sort of like compensate for that ratio. And sometimes the last thing you want is to look all tiny and whatnot. And labantwana laba bazok approach, abancane, and it becomes a problem because I already have a 21-year-old.
Yeah, Bella, now we're going to talk about cool foods because that's another one. Eh? Get too thin. Now we're having another discussion.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.